X92.9, broadcasting change.
We're chatting with Morgan Melnick from A Not So Silent Night. So, Morgan, for people who haven't been before, what is A Not So Silent Night and what makes it special?
Well, Not So Silent Night is a really fun charity Christmas concert that we put on in support of Not In My City. And it's really the perfect mix of holiday spirit, community, and incredible Alberta music. We hosted at the Calgary Petroleum Club, and we have amazing live performances from some amazing Alberta artists. Alex Hughes, Bretton Rose, Drew Gregory, Foxworthy, Kate Stevens, The Frontiers, and of course, Paul Brandt is also there, big country music legend. And it's just a big holiday party, all in the great support of Not In My City.
So you said it supports Not In My City. Can you tell us about the work they do and why it's important to raise awareness for Not In My City?
Absolutely. We've been running a Not So Silent Night in support of Not In My City for over 7 years now. And Not In My City works to raise awareness and take action against human trafficking and sexual exploitation. And these issues affect vulnerable people right here in Alberta, Calgary, and across Canada. And the holidays are a time when, you know, the community really matters the most and everybody likes to get together. And I think supporting this cause during the holidays through, you know, music really helps to amplify their message and their impact.
We were just talking about that charity on the show recently. I think a lot of people are surprised to learn that trafficking exists here in Calgary.
Yeah, well, I was surprised to learn about it too. I only became aware of Not In My City about 8 years ago. They were founded 8 or 9 years ago. And because of that exact issue, the fact that no one knew that it was happening in Calgary, in Alberta, and smaller cities or towns across the province, but also across the country, there was also some lack of coordination between the provinces at the time. And people were sadly, you know, falling through the cracks at that point. So they really needed to help amplify the message and raise awareness, which sometimes it's always interesting talking about raising awareness. People always think, yeah, it's nice to know about the cause, but what are they doing? So what they've done in the last 2 years is helped to break down some of those provincial silos and working with a lot of the different administration groups and law enforcement agencies across the country. And they just recently started for the first, which is the first ever, the Office of Combat Human Trafficking with the Alberta government, which is really exciting because they've been able to make some really great strides of not just driving that awareness that there's a problem, but helping to solve it.
And you've raised over $236,000 through an Not So Silent event so far. So what are you hoping to achieve this year and how can Calgarians get involved?
Yeah, we've been really proud of the results so far, and really that's all the support of people coming to our events and really wanting to put their voice behind Not In My City and their amazing cause. So we're hoping to have another sellout night. We're already over 70% sold out, and we've still got over a month to go towards the event. Every year is sold out so far, so we're really excited to have that. But every ticket, sponsorship, or donation helps move the needle for Not In My City. So we obviously encourage any local Calgarians to come out and buy purchase a ticket on ShowPass and join us on December 4th.
You have a huge lineup again this year. Do you have any favorite past memories from the events you've put on?
Lots of fun past memories. You know, we've had some spontaneous duets, you know, some surprise covers. One of my favorite moments, it typically happens every year, and sometimes it's when Paul Brandt sings Alberta Bound or some of our local artists have a really memorable song and everyone's just singing along to either, you know, a song like Alberta Bound or maybe their favorite Christmas tune that they're hearing. And it really, this is a special holiday occasion, and the energy in the room, it's pretty special.
And you mentioned it's a holiday event, so what's your go-to holiday tradition once the event's done?
Yeah, well, I like to, you know, obviously spend time with family and friends. I think that's the most important part. I think all of this is about community, so it's nice to, you know, kick back, relax, enjoy a good holiday meal, maybe a glass of bubbly or two. And, you know, another fun thing that we like to do is always check out some of the holiday events. There's lots of great music events or experiences around the city as well.
Morgan, most importantly, where can people get tickets and find more info?
Yeah, absolutely. People can get tickets at ShowPass for a Not-So-Silent Night, and they should be relatively easy to find just right on ShowPass.
Morgan Melnick from A Not-So-Silent Night, thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Community, Environment, and Inclusion. X92.9. Broadcasting Change.